email Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. Some people have sent me advice. I appreciate that. But I want the best advice you've ever gotten and why it was good. Send me that to Alan at WFMU.org, and you might end up in the Ask Alan Marathon Premium. Oh, my co-hosts, week one, I'll be co-hosting. I'm very excited. Michelle with one L is going to be doing in her old time slot. She'll be co-hosting with me. And second week, music director Jessica, they'll be giving advice with me and, you know, raising the funds for the world's greatest radio station. So, yeah, I hope you're hyped up for Marathon. Like I said, if you want to help out around here, email Scott at WFMU.org. And where were we? We were talking about, and also, if you can't call Ask Alan during show hours, you can leave a message on the Ask Alan answering machine, 973-352-7908. Is that right? Yeah. 973-352-7908 is the Ask Alan answering machine. And you can leave me a message and I'll play it on the radio and we'll give you advice and the listeners will help. We got time for maybe one or two more calls. 973-536-9368. It's hard to memorize this number. Oh, yeah. Annie reminds us. Ken, 9368. 201 Ken, 9368. 201-536-9368. Marathon is coming. Speed dating with dogs. What do you think? Maybe we could pitch that to Ken and Ruth. WFMU speed dating with dogs at Monty Hall. And I think, you know who would be good at co-hosting that? Would be Cat Bomb Radio, Maggie Hertz. I think she would be a good speed dating host. What else? Dating issues, DIY projects, legal troubles. How to look on the bright side of life. Come on, dating issues. One of our volunteers was talking about smartphone addiction, which I am disgusting. I hate my phone and I'm addicted to it. I fully admit how disgusting I am with my phone. But there's a organization out there called Internet Tech Addicts Anonymous, and they meet on Saturdays at 2 p.m. at the LGBT Center in Manhattan. If you are also addicted to your cell phone. Oh, managalaguito morta. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Nina.
Hey, Nina, what's going on? That's my sister's name.
Oh, cool. It's a good name.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montclair, too. I'm calling to say I am also your neighbor, and also, that was my coworker that just called.
Wow, all my neighbors are calling. I don't want to say the street name. Well, everybody knows I live on Forest Street. It's a big street. Forest Street, baby.
I live on Grove.
Oh, nice.
I actually am lucky to have a driveway, but the problem that I have is that we all have to access the driveway that of all the people who live there. So it's
I get it.
I didn't know that was going to be the situation until I literally was signing my rental paperwork to move in. But it worked. It's better than the street parking. And that's kind of an annoying issue with Montclair.
Yeah, of course. It's like for 35 years, it's been an annoying issue in Montclair. All right. Do you need advice? Or are you just saying hi?
I don't need advice. But I do think that the speed dating with dogs is a great idea.
Would you play? Would you be involved? You have a dog?
I have a cat.
Oh. So,
you know.
That wouldn't work out.
Right now
but you like the idea. All right. Remind me your name?
Nina.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I'm so bad. I have short-term issues, memory issues. All right, Nina. Thanks for calling, neighbor.
Yeah. Bye, neighbor.
Right on. All right. Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. Marathon right around the corner. There's one more Axe Allen. Until Marathon, that's next Friday. And that's that. One more call, 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Call me up with your relationship issues. Why don't you? We got 2 minutes to hash it out and solve the world's problems. I really like calls that are, legal troubles. I was going to say, I'm reading a really awesome new book, but that has nothing to do with advice. Maybe you need advice on a good book. If you like fiction, read George Saunders' Vigil. I'm like in love with this book. I can't wait to get home and read some of it. And then dating advice. How to look on the bright side of life. DIY projects. That's my wheelhouse. I'm making it some stuff now for Marathon. I don't want to talk about what, but I'm making some stuff for around the building that I'm pretty excited about. And I suppose that's it. We're going to make way for Billy Jam. Unless you want to call, we got a minute. We got a minute. And you can do it. Otherwise, we're just going to go out with the music from The Dating Game. And that Mike, Bachelor number 4, you better step up. We got to get a date to the Seaport Diner. Let's go. Last call, make it quick.
Hey, hi.
What's up? We got about 30 seconds.
Oh my God, 30 seconds.
What's your name?
I'm not on air, am I?
Yes, you are. What's your name?
My name is Rachel. I love calling into WFMU.
All right, what do you got?
I wanted advice, but I guess you don't have any.
What is it? What do you need advice on?
I've been dating someone for like months and months, but we're not like official.
Oh my God, call back next week, first call, 6 o'clock.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jesus.
The joint. You just roll it up and you smoke it. I'm Billy Jam. What's your name?
Senor Gigio.
Hello, Senor Gigio.
What up, man?
Not much. Tarot cards. More about that in a bit. Living life. Let me change the beat. This is a great little break beat. I wonder if anyone knows what this is actually from. What am I looping? Here we go. Loop de loop. Anyway, it's called Put the Needle on the Record, but today it's Put the Needle on your tarot card. And Senor Gigio, you are a licensed, fully legit tarot card reader. And in fact, you're out on Telegraph Avenue, right?
Well,
sometimes.
I wouldn't say I'm licensed. You know, I don't know if there is a license for this, but you know, we can say that I am the real deal.
You're qualified.
I accept the qualification. Yes, qualified.
Okay. So essentially, tarot card reading is sort of telling people their future, right?
Well, there's some future. It's a little bit of everything. You know, there is some future work in it. But I think what it really is about is kind of revealing maybe the unseen. Sometimes it could be stuff that people are going through in the present moment, and they don't necessarily see that aspect at play, you know. So it's,
okay.
It's a lot of the unseen kind of things.
So anyway, last week I was in New York City. I was there for a long weekend, and in New Jersey at the WFMU studios. But man, it was cold. It was snowing. It's warmed up since then, but it's good to be back in the Bay Area.
Yep.
It's really good to be here. Last week, you were on the Commons, played something off your brand new album, Unlucky, or on your
Close Friends album, I should say, Unlucky Junior, Lounge Songs for Losers. And I'm going to play again something from your great new album a little later on. We're also going to go back in time 40 years. We're going to travel. The thing about radio is that it really is theater of the mind. I just love radio so much. So I've got a ton of other new music to play too, including Nas and Primo. That's DJ Premier. And I have a track that you may not have even heard because it's a remix that the DJ, one half of Gangstar member, sent me. We also got new from EPMD, Sadat X, Skip Whitman, and Senior Gigio, and more. And we will be going back in time. I got some old shows. Two people that you like, and they were both performing on the show. One of them is Homeboy Sandman.
The man.
The man, going back, I think, about 18 years. He's been down with this show with WFMU, Put the Needle on Record, for a minute. And then another one is from we did a remote in Ireland. One of the times that Re-Raw joined me on the show for a live performance. I'm going to hopefully get to those today. So much to do. But I just want to say, last week I was sort of asking people about living in the now and, you know, how people do it. And you were sort of commenting. A lot of people were jumping on there. And I really appreciate it. You know, there was a lot of good folks who got in there and had like different sort of suggestions and that. And let's see, what was it? I read out one of them, but there's others too, including Ken from Hyde Park, who's talked about sort of avoiding social media and watching the news all the time. And that's something that I think a lot of people agree with, but a lot of people can fall victim to. And it doesn't really solve anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. Can be very counterproductive, you know, where you could waste a lot of your productive,
exactly,
and creative energy, you know?
And really, that, you know, the day is so precious, you don't want to be wasting it on anything, especially ish that makes you mad. Be now homeboy, he said, know your boundaries with people. That's a good one, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
And Jimmy Dean said that thanks to having a new baby daughter in January, she was born, that he's being forced to just sort of transform his whole outlook.
And, it's a beautiful thing.
And be in the now.
Beautiful.
And I was thinking next week we'll do a topic on sort of dealing with things when things go wrong, dealing with loss,
yeah,
you know. So that'll be next week's topic, and we might have some very interesting artists to talk. And people are probably saying, is this a talk show or a hip-hop show? Well, damn it, it's both. And I realized by using the comments as I did last week, it's a great way to kind of utilize. So for a one-hour show, which is too short, you can kind of fit in a lot between the comments and the music being played, which we will get to in just a moment here. Oh yeah, and also a friend of mine, good old pal of mine, Uncle Dan, who lives up in Seattle. I was talking with him the other day on the topic, and he was saying the same thing that these listeners were saying. And he said that he like makes a point of just going outdoors, and he tries to kind of unplug and go analog. In fact, he said that there's this great video store. You know how you hear about these remaining video stores in some cities?
Yeah.
And they're usually like pretty darn impressive. Like I think in Oregon, I think they had the last Blockbuster. But there's one up there in the Seattle area that he goes to. And he said, and it's called Scarecrow Video. And he said they have stuff that they don't have it. But besides the fact that it's going and finding maybe some foreign movie on DVD or on VHS that you can't find, it's just like to interact with the people. You know, that's missing.
Sometimes just going out is social, even if you don't talk to anybody, just being out in public, you know, going and doing groceries and stuff like that. It's like you're feeling humans around you, you know.
Exactly. So anyway, so for the tarot card reading, what do you want to do? What do people need to do if
all right,
they want to get? Because you're only going to do what? Two today, maybe?
Maybe
two?
We'll do like, let's do like three. I think three.
Okay.
Three. Maybe, or let's do like three people, and then maybe I'll do a fourth one just for everybody listening, like a collective one, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I told Marley P, dog, if you're listening, I dropped your email in there, and I told him to email you, you know, the phone number, his phone number. So
okay, so he's one of them. So Marley, email me billyjam@wfmu.org, include your phone number, and I will call you back. And then you want to wait till two other people have commented, or you want to pick them now?
Yeah, we'll see.
So keep your eye on the comments, and Gigio will be looking. And then, so just anyone who sends in a comment can be chosen. Is that it, or do they need to say anything in there?
Oh, yeah, for definitely. You know what I mean? I just, as long as y'all feeling it, you know what I mean? Like, it's the spiritual message, you know, we want to take this opportunity to why not? Like, let's pretend it's the real deal. Even
okay.
if you're not open to it, let's pretend that it
okay.
is, you know what I mean?
So we got Marley. He's going to email me, billyjamwfmu.org. Give me your phone number. We'll be calling you back. And then keep your eye on the comments, and Gigio will communicate with you there. And if you're one of the ones that he's chosen, the next two people, he will advise you to email me with your phone number and then be on standby over the next hour. Let's continue with some brand new music from Skip Whitman and Jeremy Page. The name of the track is Codependent. And you're hearing it on, what's that radio station called again? I keep forgetting.
WFMU.
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Are you alone?
Call me when you get up again. I don't want just another friend. I try to take it further, but got my heart broken up again. Pardon me how I worded, didn't mean to be absurd, but I try to be humble. That shit don't really be working. Anyway, speaking of unemployment, if any that it's you free, I'm available. No appointment required for quiet enjoyment. When everything on the outside is a little bit too much to deal with, it feels too annoying. You feel like you also losing your grip? Well, that's kind of funny. I'm in the same boat that's about to tip. I guess we should stay together for now. And if you ain't mine, we may as well be aligned and joined at the hip. We could be codependent. Don't it feel so demanding? We could be codependent. Don't it feel so demanding? We could be codependent. Don't it feel so take it as slow as cement that was laid and now gotta dry before they could load. We don't gotta be in a rush, but I think it's more than a crush. Like that orange soda I drink and need more and ain't had enough. Just
let's not be apart. That would break my heart. Even though we're on our first date in my
arms like pin relays. Young kings don't see their father, they see the DAs. Too many naming like mothers and clone rebays. Burned ink and followed the murder posted the replay. Quotes for the crime in the city really be cliche. Old queens tired of raunchy, ratchet, and risque. Survival of the fittest, the dreams listed and misplaced. Still beautiful and I'm only living in one place. Change gonna come and it's steady moving at one pace. Charles Dutton showed you the corner and this is home base.
Yeah. Can't be for a haircut.
Yo. Hey, look, Andre.
Check. The city split in two. The driving and the rich is obvious to split. Young pitching the bay roof. Shots in Mar Diamond. Story in today's news when they shoot. Drum hit is top rhyming. Ray Chew. I need a band to expand because it's hate you. For every verse that I land, you can't escape truth. Harm many shards in the ghetto. Broken charm city. Body counts killing me soft.
Salam, Remy, barrage, your bullets ring on the block. Alarm plenty, bystanders, but my standards better be war ready, already. Fentanyl got a bit, I'm sure Selly. Take a pic, 4K, Resi, we all petty, throwing on the gram. OG stories, he was supposed to be the man with the coca leaf in hands. Dog face means. Are you on the bus with the dark Beijing? Don't want your gray scene. Cover the wisdom, you know the regime. Under Armour ski, scheming is an all day team, man. Selling us sativa and a horse for the income. We the warriors crushing the walls of the kingdom. Touchdown, I hear the fight song of the king sung. Baltimore, where the king's from. Dummy.
Ever since you moved. No, I don't think you want to find one of these loved ones of yours in one of those garbage cans you picked.
If you ever so much as look in that direction, I'll run down on you and I'll break your back.
Don't hurt him, son.
Now you know how crazy I am.
Play me that Billy Joel joint.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Steel toe, construct, walk, Nike shorts, at night at court. Stress and cut your life short. I'm from egg rolls and duck sauce. Where the feds rolled on duck short. City Island and say less. Plenty talented kids, stay blessed. Gamble and make bets. Throw on some DMX's words, they live in all of us. Some get deported, some die young, but it's all a rush. On part two, I left you with two of my friends. And now our goals is that our sons don't end in juvenile pens. Rikers should be closed, MDC the beacon. Where ice if you real, or they rob you upon your piecing. If you was locked down for a while, it's a different place now. They building hotels where once was a devil's playground. Missing the stars cool, but the streets is cooking that beef stew. That chopped cheese too. Screwface how we smile. They want us gone, but that's fine. Cause we really outside for now and all time. That New York state of mind.
Some folks like to get away.
Part three.
Holiday,
three times for NYC.
Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood.
What a city.
But I'm taking a Greyhound.
Knicks.
On the
Mets.
Line.
Yanks. Jets. Nets. Giants. Islanders. Rangers. The world. And we got fit, jumping up, hitting pull-ups and dips. A scalpel is potholes, still be hard in our whips. Never ending nightlife, supermodels events, some art galleries. I can name some clubs that no longer exist. The limelight, the tunnel, and the palladium. All night we stayed in them fly, waving the sky. If you was made in them, why? It wouldn't trade it to the day that you die. The most hated, and I think we know why. Now, rappers we know as legends, drifting float to heaven. Some are living and present, day I miss 87. And Queens was a team, then a kid with a chain, holding a pen and wrote pain. We'll never see this again. So I let rain replace the peepholes. I'm suited in boutique clothes. We're just inclined to defeat foes. The five boroughs where real life is defined. Y'all know the time when I'm in the New York state of mind. Opposition teams walk in the garden mockingly, rocking Tim's and the Nas T. They only trolling, and that's fine, cause we outside for the third time. That New York state of mind. Wipe your feet when you step in my house, though.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Let them know. Yeah.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
What a life. It's
true that they underestimate you.
My life is real, real.
So I'm fronting on them every chance I get, to be honest.
Wavy hair, mystique, up in this deep chain with some sick feet. Corner of 10th Street, scoop me in an MPV. I'm holding big heat, solo is
his vocalist maestro. This fish grease, rest in peace, Polo. He see us, I was just with G, just like Ryan E. Me and Preem, this history. Young ones, abuelas, Jesus candles, bodegas. Always playing some gangsta. Who is that? Ain't gonna say nah. Look at us now, De La Ma, Ray, Ghost, and Rick. Big up, Big L, Prodigy, True Goy, they live. Martyrs, if you will, a legend has a cartel. I'm on jets with giants, I'm Bill Parcell. PTSD, Project Trauma still dwells. Happiness gotta be in you, money can't help. So salute to the men that never hit the pin black. We got to the brand and still live to spin that. What a life, I'm a man, I'ma die about it. Feel the pain, but I'm not gonna cry about it. Tell the truth, cause ain't no reason to lie about it. Invisible fingers playing chords on my haunted piano. I'm a man, I'ma die about it. Feel the pain, but I'm not gonna cry about it. Tell the truth, cause ain't no reason to lie about it. Invisible fingers playing chords, chords. Already classic before you heard it. The spoiler was on my feature verses. I lined it up kinda perfect and then I hurled it. Rhymes in my mind's like pearls and oysters. Boss of bosses, Morpheus on my book. The illest style right here, till I got white hair, getting foul type stares, we ahead light years, we come out the shift starts, so let the fifth spark, turn the light switch off, drive a block, switch cars, toss a face mask and gloves, damn I just caught a buzz, pulled another hit on the beat, guess who the victim was, guess who get reconfigured, the whole industry does, premiere you my because we became the men our mothers prayed for, maybe even exceeded their expectations, or maybe they always knew, why tying up our baby shoes, what was waiting that brood and the souls of a chosen few. This ain't just talk, it's true. What a life. I'm a man, I'ma die about it. Feel the pain, but I'm not gonna cry about it. Tell the truth, cause ain't no reason to lie about it. Invisible fingers playing chords on my haunted piano. I'm a man, I'ma die about it. Feel the pain, but I'm not gonna cry about it. Tell the truth, cause ain't no reason to lie about it. Invisible fingers playing chords, chords. My life is real.
Copping wheels at the dealership. I remember I was down bad, frailer shit. Back when Rich said, look, either steal a hit or suffer death by a thousand cuts, no Taylor Swift. I had to get it from the mud with no real assist. Fearlessness, stealing brick, rice, cornmeal, and grits. A lifelong lesson on how real it gets. Serious, total gratitude that I still exist. It gave me some wisdom, maybe I'm different. Never pay too much attention to circadian rhythm. Don't attempt to call me crazy unless you pay me a visit. Baby, I'm gifted, that'll either crazy or autistic. Maybe when guardian angels came and saved me, I missed it. Then they did me so fugazi till it made me a misfit. Save your kismet, aiming something straight to your biscuit. And what don't hurt you, I nurture and nature your kids with. Best behave, the breast has some reckless ways. Back in my devout with a week for breakfast days. When we relieve necks of change, you exit days. But just before you catch the train, them catch this fade. The only way to ascertain the way I'm still sane is cause of blood in my ill veins. I don't feel pain cause of the way that I spill game. It's no real lane, but it began with brick and mortar, foundation and frame.
That was Black Thought and Ninth Wonder track. They leaked in January, so people are anticipating it's from a forthcoming full length. Also, we heard in that set of music, all newish, as in 2026, we heard Skip Whitman and Jeremy Page doing Codependent. It's got another brand new one from those two guys that will be playing next week or the following week. We heard from Stax 410, Rock Freezes Andre featuring Jamil Honesty and DJ Grasshopper from the Natty Bo LP. From the brand new Light Years album from two of the best, Nas and DJ Premier. We listened to New York State of Mind Part 3. We also heard from that same album, My Life is Real. I'm Billy Jam. He's Senior Gigio.
Yo!
And so you got an announcement to make?
Yeah, now listen, party people, so we could do this two ways. If you guys want, you could email your phone number to billyjam@wfmu.org. it might be cool to get a phone call in. But, you know, feel free to leave your questions in the comments, and I can pull a card that way, too. So.
Okay. So let's do it, and let's get back to the music. This is a more brand-new 2026 music. This one is from EPMD. Test Me. This is the DJ Scratch remix. Right here, WFMU.
Think of a rhyme slicker, think of a rhyme quicker. Draw a line in the sand like crossover, you get the picture. Or to reality with lyrical scriptures. Back again with my partner Eric Sermon. You want it, you got it, yo dub. Pass the bourbon, no drunk driving or swerving.
Cops could be lurking.
Get our point guard, Kyrie, Curry, Julius Irving.
Team's back working.
The green eye bending and I'm back again. I'm like a bet in Las Vegas, I'm all in. Who wanna with the hip-hop duo repping the suburb? Ain't nobody up in this to say in one word. That bucket hat, that Timberland boot, that's me. That hoodie, that underground, that's P. Rolex watches, we came in the game with them. Benzes, and we had matching chains with them.
Got a need for speed, got the pedal down, running top end like pole position. Key ignition, we on a hip hop mission. You can hang, hang, squad roll up like bang. Then we roll out, leaving the mics in front.
This weekend, catch me at the beacon. Think like Puerto Ricans, pay attention to what I'm speaking. I'm blessed when I'm doing my thing. Yo, Boogie, why is everybody calling me king?
This hip hop, we do well.
I be doing it,
but I'm not LL.
It's Dub, motherfucker, and that's Mike Doc. Get too close, you might get shot.
I add a whole woman of grace in every color, every spectral prism. Yeah, go ahead and say that twice. Every bar that I spit is from living the life. She nice. You think I don't see it? My glow shines from the solar plex of my being. She sweet and she tough. I could give you my all, but is it ever enough? They say chatting about my body on IG. Say I'm a meme, bosh, I'm an Illuminati. But ain't nowhere near around here when I write these songs. When I like my... When I raise my son, atone for my sins. When I stack my papes, when I deal with these men, none of them could ever be me. J-I-L-L-S-C-O-T-T. In the place to be, North Philly, baby.
It's a Thursday, and I left my blues in the backseat of an Uber. Hollywood, a hallelujah, I've been seeing right. Ooh, yeah. These bars are nasty while I'm spitting them out. And once I tell you my price, won't take no different amount. Okay, I think I finally figured it out. I am the greatest, always in the latest, like Lauren. So pardon my arson. I'm barking with peasants, pleasant surprise, rapping better than you guys. Despise me, you should let me be your guide. I'm high, loaded like potatoes, so poppy like mayo on a hoagie. You imposter rigatoni. The top is lonely, but I never feel alone. After all this time, they done made so many clones. The almighty, I'm winning cause God likes me, most likely surviving with the shiesty. Turn me to a maximum, white men, I'm stacking them, living like it's gold in me and Sheila go platinum. Pray and obey to the WHEK, I'm here to stay.
No, I'm feeling all day.
Well, there's a consequence for being this dope.
I let them Dallas, huh? Get after what they want. Some sit jealous and talk. Ain't got a pot to. They be saying love like this.
True.
And that's so true. Billy Jilly is lethal. The only boxes they be trying to build a queen and do. I can't be rich and cold. I can't be fly and smooth. I cut with the syllables. Linguistically edible. Give real to intelligent freaks. I wax poetical and inevitable. I transform into me. Jill Scott.
Philly, baby.
I'm on the north side of Philly.
Thank you, Tierra Wack. Thank you for FOXing with a girl. You know I love you, fool. Philly, you all day. Each and every way.
FMU Radio, the unmistakable, distinctive sound of the voice of Sadat X right there, a man who's been putting it down for decades and decades and decades, like so many other great artists out there, like Ed O.G. from Boston. Just checking out something of him earlier today, and he's another artist who's been down for decades, going strong. In the background, of course, is Sills Mischief. 93 Till Infinity instrumental. We did hear from K-Rec along with Sadat X on the track Happiness. For that, Jill Scott, Northside, the DJ Premier version featuring Tierra Wack, produced by DJ Premier, sent that one to me. And that's different from the album version. And I was checking out, I forget who it was, might have been Hot Rod's show last Sunday, and someone was on the comments for her saying that Jill Scott had played, I think it was at Blue Note, and the ticket, like the face value for the tickets was something like $300. Mm-hmm. I mean, people love Jill Scott, and she's back, which is a wonderful thing. I love her, too. But, wow, that's expensive. Shows are expensive to go to. For that, we heard from EPMD, 2026 track on Albany Park Records. And speaking of artists who've been around forever, still doing amazing stuff or getting hearing it, we heard the DJ Scratch remix of Test Me. And I'm here with Senior Gigio. He's got his turret, Is it tarot cards or tarot?
I've heard it said, I say tarot, but tarot, maybe that's okay. Just tarot, that could just be then. My Bay Area pronunciation.
So you got the cards there. How many are in a set?
72, I believe. Okay. I could be off. I'm always wrong. It'd be like okay. It's either 72 or 78.
And you've chosen one of the folks on the comments, one of the WFMU listeners, commenters.
Chris in the Redwoods. So right now, Chris in the Redwoods, I got you, my brother. You know, he wants to take a look at, his year ahead with moving sooner and later. All these, you know, I know he's opening it up. You know, he's keeping it a little bit cryptic, and I'm going to pull three cards for you right now. Okay. First card that comes up is the Tower. Then we got Seven of Wands. And you got Knight of Wands. So, all right, Chris, so with these three cards, here's kind of like my message of this overall kind of prediction of what I'm feeling for the year ahead and how this move looks for you. Basically, it's kind of like this. You have to go make the move happen. I'm looking at it like what you have in terms of the plan. It's not as concrete as you think. So something might come up that's going to show you that it's not going to move on its own. I think it has to do with work. But it's going to really kind of challenge you to really like make that move happen and direct that energy. It doesn't look like it's going to be something where things are going to necessarily fall into place so much. It's going to call you to action a little bit. So you gotta go out and get it done. That's how I'm looking at it. Yeah. So use that energy, you know, directing your energy and focusing it. That's what I'm picking up on.
Okay. You want us to play a track and come back and you'll do another reading?
Yeah. So, yeah, y'all hop in the comments with whatever, you know, and let's have some fun with it.
Okay. And you're all over the place today. You are, because next up is a track from your friend, Unlucky Junior.
That guy.
The track, Try Walking in Your Own Shoes. You want to speak in it or should it speak for itself?
Try Walking in Your Own Shoes. So, you know, from Unlucky Junior's voice, but, you know, it's dedicated to musicians. Really, that's what it's about. It's about the life of musicians and how hard we go to
it
do what
hard
we do.
Life.
With me, I'll throw you right back to that crummy dance joint where I found you.
You won't have to. I will walk back.
Try walking in your own shoes. Try minding your own business. Because you don't know what people go through. Be careful what you put your nose in.
In your shoes, can't walk in mine. You might step on my toes if you cross the line. The grass always looks greener when it's not your side. But you don't know what kind of trauma got boxed inside. Bitch be so riding, the flies won't go near it. But you allure by the whole exterior. Love my flow, but don't know how I wrote these cold lyrics. It's all from experience. Old appearances, people think, what a cool guy he really brings. The audience together with the melodies he sings. Must have it easy because he's living his dreams. I want to be in his shoes, unlucky to king. Yeah, you can praise me, but don't appraise me. The people that raised me made me crazy. But we all got our own luggage. I don't love it, but I won't shrug it. There's a reason to me and a reason to you. If you only knew the half, you would see that it's true. And on the flip, I would never want to be in your shoes. The deadly medley like the evening news and social media too. Where we judge each other and preach our views. Persecute fools with no reasonable clue. Give them the news that we throw with beasts and drink booze. Head in your tail, the grass for the sheep to chew. Bad, 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 repeating, eating bull. So the evil is believable. Cause you keep breathing in the helium. Celebrities and leaders rule. Keeping you glued, feeding you tube a tube. Talk about these motherfuckers like the people we knew. Meanwhile, your spouse is cheating on you.
Now I know we look good in the photos. We pose together real nice and rub elbows. But there's a reason why the motto goes, oh, there's no biz like showbiz. So try walking in your own shoes. Try minding your own business. Cause you don't know what people go through. Careful what you put your nose in.
You only get the half. You only kiss ass. You don't look the sad. You only risk a little cash. You ain't addicted to living fast. You ain't spitting for the thrill of the gas. You can't climb your way out of a pickle glass. You don't split the bag with the band. You a fickle fan. Just trying to bust a little dance and wiggle your sad. Trust me, yo, we got different paths. What is it about me that gets you mad? Is it my image? You think it's a gimmick? That's really too bad. I'm decades deep. I'm really your dad. You nilly vanilly. You Billy badass. I'm Bobby daring you to pop up my jazz. Cause elephant sharehold. Honest elephant Gerald, it never gets sterile, but ever live Marilyn Monroe. Skirt full of a chair for the elders, and shout cheers for the heroes here in America, fierce in the face of arrows. More heart than you scarecrows opposing Jim Crow's, like Nina Simone or Paul Robeson. But y'all don't notice them, cause the color of the skin was black. But Unlucky Junior remembers that. I was mentored by the inventors, you an import by insiders for intel. Playing your part so well, you really believe it. But if it was me, you would leave it. Soon as you hit the wall, you submit the pitfall. When I flop off, I crawl back to the top like a soldier who lost legs in the Second World War. Murk you and decorate your corpse.
If you don't have a past, then you can't have a future. So we compose you these lounge songs for losers. But before you ever try to be Unlucky Junior, oh, it's a sad road to walk down. So try walking in your own shoes. Try minding your own biz. You don't know what people go through. Careful what you put your nose in.
I never understand those people who say I have no regrets. You know, it's incomprehensible to me. What a minor is this? Countless as the sands of the desert.
I can't go on.
What?
And that was Unlucky Junior from the album, brand new, dropped 1 week ago, Lounge Songs for Losers. And some advice, try walking in your own shoes. I really like the little sample in there about, like, saying the people who say, I have no regrets, you know.
Yeah.
Because you got to have some regrets, right?
Yep.
So anyway, we're getting philosophical up in here. We're also going to get into the future, and I saw where Chris in the Redwoods said 100% he was feeling what you had to say when you did his reading. So we're going to do two more, one now and one in a minute. In between, I'll do a rundown of some of the happenings going on around the way. What does that mean? That means from the Bay to NJ, for real. So anyway, Senior Gigio, you want to do another reading?
Yeah, so okay. Why don't you? We got Diano de los Muertos.
Okay.
He wants. They want a card reading. So I'm waiting to see what the question is, real quick, though.
He's got to jump on the.
Yeah.
Or they have to jump on the comments with the question. And meanwhile, you have another one that you can do?
Let's. You know what? Marley P. Dog.
Yeah.
Dropped something earlier. So, you know, we'll just pull something for Marley P. Dog here, and maybe he'll listen back to this later.
Okay.
You know, he was saying it's been a rough 2 weeks. His pipes, they were freezing, and they bursted in his apartment and his mom's house. So let's see what's up with Marley P. I'm gonna pull one and two cards for Marley P. So, all right. We got the Four of Wands and the Page of Swords. Okay, so, all right, the message here is this. This is the message that comes through from this. So one, like, it is like the seasonal thing, but kind of what I'm seeing, it's to keep in mind that, like, you know, there it is the season at play in the weather and everything, right? But it's, I think that the messages is what I'm seeing of maybe what the underlying thing is, that Marley and his family is that they're really getting to come together from this right now. And that's the message, is that they're able to learn how to be there for one another, and that the whole thing kind of brings them together. You know what I mean? Cause I mean, I guess sometimes that's what different obstacles do, you know, those are times that we do come together with our family. Otherwise it's like, you know, what is family for, you know? So it's just to remember to that this obstacle is bringing you closer with your family in the long run. That's the message, you know. So keep your good humor and your good sense about you with that.
Okay. I'm going to, should I do the happenings and then come back and you do another reading?
No doubt. We'll do that.
Sound good? All righty. So anyway, we are in the new year. It is the 20th of February. It's always a new year because it was always like one after the one before. And an old year because it's one before the next one. But we are living in the now Friday, February the 20th, 2026. Tonight in New York City at the Blue Note. They've been doing some really good shows there. Louis Vega is going to be there with a project, Elements of Life, and a whole gang of different jazz musicians on that same bill. That's not just tonight, but it's tomorrow and also on Sunday. I think he was there last night, too. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, California, shout-out going out to Richie in the SCO. Also, shout-out going out to Chris in the Redwoods, who you did his reading there for. Anyway, San Francisco at the Brick and Mortar Club. In San Francisco, Selsky from the Excelsior District, a longtime San Francisco rapper, is going to be performing with a live band tonight. Tomorrow night in Berkeley, California, at the Freight, formerly the Freight and Salvage, Black Uhuru are going to be there. I saw him at Sony Music Hall in New York a couple of years ago. Well, the remaining member and other members, and they did a pretty darn good show. Bring that beat back, Bill. We're running out of beat.
Bring that beat back.
So anyway, let's see what else is going on in the world of happenings. Oh yeah, coming up in April, Homeboy Sandman is going to be on tour. He's going to be in San Francisco at Club Bottom of the Hill, which we were mentioning here recently, is going to get another club in San Francisco that's going to be closing along with the Parkside. So anyway, Homeboy Salmon and Coolzy are going to be at Bottom of the Hill April the 14th, and myself and Gigio will definitely be there. Should be a pretty good one. Groove Armada is going to be in April the 18th at the Knockdown Center, which is in Queens, but it's closer to Brooklyn. It's like it's way on the other side. Knockdown Center, a good place to be. Susie Hot Rod, who does an amazing show on Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m., is going to have a very special guest coming up this Sunday. Peaches. Do you know Peaches?
Yeah.
Peaches is pretty unique and amazing and impressive, so tune in for that. Meanwhile, tomorrow, our man Chili Mac Pagoda, a.k.a. just Chili Mac, he's going to be doing the drop-in between 5 and 6, that's Eastern Time, as a guest on Rock and Soul Stream. And he is very lucky. You know, I was trying to get a show on there, and I applied recently, and they turned me down.
Oh.
Because I want to do a show, so I'm going to keep trying on one of the streams or maybe on another radio station, because 1 hour is not enough. We've got to expand this.
Word.
We'll figure it out. We'll find a platform. So anyway, I'm Billy Jam. He is Senior Gigio, and he's doing tarot card readings.
So now I got you Diano de los Muertos. He wants to look at his love life and what's to come. You know, he's hoping to meet somebody new. So let's check this out right now. I'm shuffling the cards as we speak, and I am feeling 1, 2, 3. I'm going to pull 4 cards. I got 4 cards.
And you shuffle them just like regular playing cards, is
that
right? Yep,
yep. Okay, I'm feeling the cards. Ooh, the Magician. The Magician. So some Law of Attraction at play. Then we got the 7 of Cups. So you start thinking about Law of Attraction, it's about attraction. But then you got to think about, like, what kind of person it is that you're trying to attract. Because I feel like you're with your personality, and it's kind of interesting. So a lot of things you're ready to be mirrored back to, okay? So there's a lot of facets of who you are. And there's a bit of experimentation that's coming through, like, on the dating frequency, where it's like, all right, like, how am I going to show up to this? You know, like, so I think it's an interesting time also to really, like, get to know yourself and experience yourself, like, in a new way, almost with a new, like, really new identity. Oh, 2 of Cups. So the 2 of Cups, this is perfect, especially when we're looking at love. Bill, you see it, right? Mm-hmm, you see the mm-hmm, bill. Yeah. So we see love is in the cards. That's a good look right here. And then the Hierophant. Wow. So, you know, I'm going to say that I think that it's going to be a very exciting and fun time. I'm going to say May, from around May to July. is maybe when things are going to start to like maybe make sense with a person. But I think that this person that you're going to click with, and it might be somebody that you end up tying the knot with. That's what wow. I'm thinking. Because I'm looking at it like the person is a serious person, and that's what you want. You want a serious person, but like by virtue of someone who's serious, then they end up, you know, that's part of the deal. They're serious. They're serious about you. They're serious for a reason. So, yeah, that's my read right there.
Nice. Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that, Senor Gigio. And we're going to continue, not so much with the music, but with the culture. And that is radio. It is a culture to me. Last week was Global or World Radio Day. Every day I listen to the radio. I love it. And 40 years ago, Kiss FM, commercial station in New York City. Let's go back to 1986, also 87, 88, and 89. All in here. We're rewinding. Going back, if you were in New York City and you turned on the radio 40 years ago, this is what you would hear.
It's DJ Chuck Chill Out, and I'm live. Yes,
98.7 Kiss FM, wrapping up 30 minutes of commercial-free music with Chuck Chill Out and the Friday night edition of the Master Mix Dance Party. Our world-famous J.R. Vance, the ugliest DJ in New York. New York City weather, showers, lows this evening are in the low 60s. Tomorrow, chance of showers continuing in the morning, then sunny and warm in the afternoon with a high near 80. It's currently raining and 64 degrees in Central Park at 98.7 Kiss FM. Got this Kiss Against Crack reminder. You know, if you don't smoke crack, hey, keep it that way. Remember, Kiss cares about you.
98.7 Kiss FM presents the Kiss Private Line, 212-921-2191. We're listening to you 24 hours a day.
I would just like to say that as far as I'm concerned, you're the number one station in America and the number one station in the nation. All these sucker stations don't even deserve to be listened to. All these kind of crazy stations like WPLJ and Z100 and YNY and all these other stations. And BLS can't even touch you. I would just like to say keep up the good work, Kiss FM. And we hope you continue to be number one for the longest time a radio station could possibly be number one.
Well, that's a long time. But thanks to great listeners like you, we'll keep on being your number one station as long as we can. Thanks for calling the Kiss Private Line, and thanks for making us your radio station, 98.7 Kiss FM.
The biggest hip-hop club in America is here. You heard right, the biggest hip-hop club in America is here. It's Union Square. Union Square, New York's newest night spot in the heart of Manhattan at 17th and Broadway, the only place to spend your Friday nights. Each and every Friday, come to Union Square and hear Kiss FM's own Red Alert on Union Square's thunderous sound system. Union Square, two levels each, a city block long with a huge balcony to gaze at the award-winning light show. Appearing live this Friday, it's the Boogie Boys doing Girl Talk and Fly Girl.
Queen of the Nile. Oh, sweet child, fly girl, you drive me wild.
Also appearing live, Fresh Force with She's a Skeezer and All Hail the Drums. Doors open each and every Friday night at Union Square at 10:30 p.m. The admission price is to see the Boogie Boys and Fresh Force, as well as enjoying the biggest hip-hop club in America. Just $5 before 11:30, $10 thereafter. It's all happening this Friday night, live at New York's newest and safest hip-hop club, Union Square.
Kiss FM, world famous J.R. Vance, the ugliest DJ in New York. Congratulations goes out to Barry Shapiro of Fresh Meadows. And he'll be going to see Mama, I Wanna Sing, the longest running off-Broadway black musical in theater history, shown at the Heckscher Theater on Fifth Avenue at 104th Street in Manhattan. Right now, it's the Friday Night Dance Party with Chuck Chill Out on 98.7 Kiss FM.
Who can
t-shirts from, what was it, Homeboy Sandman.
Food, glorious food.
Yeah. So what inspired you to do that song?
Well, as you know, it's from the movie Oliver
right.
Twist.
So had you just seen the movie? Or
I hadn't just seen the movie, but I have had a, you know, I have been hungry for some time now. So I'm always constantly thinking about food, nourishment, and different types of vitamins and minerals. So food is something on my head. And I feel like that particular song was a very nourishing song that would leave people feeling very satisfactory in their belly.
I like it. I like it a lot. You are truly a starving artist.
Word.
I got a question for you. If you only have $1 in your pocket, what's the best thing to buy food-wise and you're starving?
If you only got $1, I think that if you buy like one of these packs of like the mixed nuts with raisins in it, and it also has like some sunflower seeds and things like that, then you get for $1 because that'll fill you up and have good, you know, protein in it and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So that's $1.
That's pretty easy to carry around. You can just shove it in your backpack. And
right, exactly.
Fine. 300 people uptown saying, all right, all right. Can you hear me? All right.
Yo, okay, let me fill in a bit of empty space. Boy Sam stepped up in the place with Billy Jam and my boy who came to visit from Switzerland. Oh, I mean, you came from another section, didn't mean to get it incorrect here. But anyway, we talking about 300 people on the corner for Obama. And when I go off the head, I might give you a head trauma. Yo, you look kinda cute playing that flute. Why don't you resume over this tune? Cause homeboy Sandman kinda like Gorilla Monsoon. Hopping off the top turnbuckle, and I don't need no brass knuckles to make you chuckle as the songstress coming. Yo, we have the ill collaboration on the FMU station featuring an instrumentalist and an existentialist. I'm not really sure because I didn't read Sartre, but I know how to pronounce his name correctly. And you should never disrespect me. I make it shake like epilepsy. I'm mispronouncing lots of words, but it still sounds absurd and it still sounds crazy. My boy Coach Adils walked in. He should join the Navy because he's always flowing. Or maybe he should join the Marines is what I mean and what I meant. And anytime I kick a sentence, it is dope to a far extent. And then the songs just come in. Ooh. She was getting catcalled less. I was getting catcalled more. Homeboy sand wet like a reservoir dog. Creeping through the sky, maybe creeping through the smog. I do this for my job, and I stay in shape. You could tell that I go for a jog as soon as I wake up. I don't do this for cake, I don't wear no makeup. Even when they say I should cause I'm on camera, I never stutter, never stammer. Did a show with J. Rude and Damager out at the factory. MCs that looking stupid, they might wanna try and challenge me. If you try and battle me, I'll cut you out like a vegan cutting calories. Maybe somebody that's on a diet don't ever try it. I will incite a riot very quickly. Swiss like Bill Bixby when he angry. You don't wanna handle me. Sandy is my nickname and it's same when it comes from the brain. People say it's bueno when they're in Spain because they speak Spanish and that's a different language and I eat a different sandwich if I get hungry again.
I eat a ham sanger. Pardon? I eat a ham sandwich. I eat a ham sanger. Huh? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, I meant to say WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, online, WFMU.org. J. James is the engineer. I am the DJ. My name is Billy Jam. His name is Senior Gigio. He's the co-host, also the tarot card reader, also the MC. He's going to do a freestyle for 68 seconds. Hit it.
Yo, 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 yo. Another Friday locked in. We got good fortune. Yep. Senior Gigio rhyming all in proportion. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And it's never distorted when it's on the radio. And we got a ways to go. But yes. Yo, the weekend is hardly started. Uh-huh. But yo, I'm about to go and get the party started. Yo, I gotta come and spit it for the starving artist like homeboy Salmon. He was hungry in the earlier freestyle. Senor GGO come through, and you already know there's no denying that we got the real fire right here. Put the needle on the record. And yo, we know it gets hectic, but we still gotta bless it. Yeah, that's right, you already know. And the ill problems, we don't even stress it. We don't even mention it. Matter of fact, forget it, kid. Yeah, we guess it in. Ha ha.
And we Audi, we Patrick, we Swayze. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely weekend. Shout out to Celeste. Shout out to James. Shout out to you. Yeah, you. And your mom. And your friends. And your life. And your future. Peace.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome to the program. You're listening to Downtown Soulville, but I am not Mr. Fine Wine. My name is Becky, and I'm filling in tonight from 8 to 9 p.m., playing R&B, Northern Soul, Other Soul, uncategorized for you, all on 45s from my own collection. This is one of my favorite things to do, to fill in for Mr. Fine Wine, because I get to play these records that I don't get to play in my own show, which is Honky Tonk Radio Girl on Wednesdays. And by the way, for any of you who know my show, are into Mr. Fine Wine's show, you can go to WFMU.org and there's a live playlist and you can talk to some nice folks. And I see some already here with us. And they will listen to the Turbans when you dance. You're listening to WFMU.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Then you know
rumbo or tango, mambo, calypso or strand. Lights are turned down low. You go hand in hand. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. So just run.
I want you to know.